In the pool with Kane. I had three pairs of goggles, put one on, and left the other two at the end of my lane. After swimming about 15 minutes, I saw a boy sitting beside my goggles. He looked at me and innocently asked if he could borrow a pair. It was interesting that he asked so straightforwardly. I said, okay, adjusted the goggles for him, and resumed swimming. The boy swam with full-length blue jeans. He was diving for a toy. I stopped and talked to him while he struggled to tread water. His name was Kane. He was 8 and lived in a group home. A handful of other boys from the home were also there. He asked if I would play with him. What innocence and frankness. We dove together for a few minutes. As Kane was trying on the other set of goggles, he said, "Someday I hope to have a foster family." I was touched and felt an impression. The curse is coming off Kane. After finishing laps, we visited in the water. Both of us linked an elbow on the side of the pool. I asked, "Kane, do you know anything about Jesus?" He gave a childlike account of Jesus' death and resurrection. I told him that it was a powerful story, and that it was true. Feeling that I might never see Kane again, I encouraged him to get to know Jesus better and better by talking to him daily. Jesus is real, and he deeply cares for you, Kane. He will help you through life. I was growing attached to this boy and felt like packing him home and fathering him. He said, "I sure wish I had a pair of goggles like these." I told him, "Keep them. I give them to you." He confided that he had had some discipline problems at the home, but he had a special class apart from the others, and that he thought he was doing better. He mentioned also that there was a tiny child in his group that chattered and babbled and sounded funny. I told him that he was probably a good friend to that child. I prayed a short but earnest prayer with that 8-year-old boy. As I got out of the pool, he asked, "Do you know the song, I See the Moon?" He sang, "I see the moon, and the moon sees me. God bless the moon, and God bless me." As I walked away, Kane continued to sing the song to himself. I was touched with emotion for Kane's challenges, his innocence, uncertainty, and hope. May the living God follow that young man's career.